issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here's today's pool and beach tip from Dylan, the teenage lifeguard.
You know, I overhear many conversations, and let me tell you, the moms out here say a lot of inappropriate things. Hey, pick that up.
That was today's pool and beach tip from Dylan, the teenage lifeguard.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Del Walters. Tropical Storm Barry could dump as much as 25 inches on the already rain-soaked Gulf. Retired Lieutenant General Russell Honore.
People who have decided to stay and still have time, particularly those with medical issues, need to rethink this. Because if Baton Rouge and New Orleans flood, it will take the grid out. Our grid is very fragile.
ICE raids to begin on Sunday. Thousands of migrants targeted.
It starts on Sunday, and they're going to take people out. And they're going to bring them back to their countries, or they're going to take criminals out, put them in prison, or put them in prison in the countries they came from. We're focused on criminals as much as we can.
President Trump before heading to a campaign event in Wisconsin. 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund bill passing the House. The Senate expected to follow suit. Singer R. Kelly now facing federal charges, already facing state charges of sexually abusing underage girls. This is Fox News.
He's gotten away with it way too long. That's what I say. I'll request Friday on Happy Hour, Donica Knight, and
Rory Gong.
It's great.
Good to hear that. We're counting down the days.
War Eagle, baby.
The
War
return Eagle. Of the Duncan and Son Predictathon to the morning show.
Woohoo!
And I believe we're going to be starting a contest, a countdown contest with Baumhauer's very shortly.
Good
as
deal.
Well.
Yay.
So we've got that. It's 5:07 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Wow, News Today Market had another fantastic day.
What?
We're still, believe it or not.
But it's all gloom and doom.
Oh, no. The world, it's amazing. You know, always look where the money is.
Follow the money.
And that tells you everything you need to know about where the confidence is in this economy. How Trump has navigated this.
Oh, I don't think, and I hate to sit there and brag on him, but I don't know many other presidents or people that could take all the heat that he's taken and still coming out just on the other side.
And accomplish anything.
Right. Yeah. And get anything done.
He doesn't care. He brushes it off.
Like, and I'm so glad he does.
He flicks the media off like a booger off the end of your finger. He really does. And I love the fact, of course, the media had nothing to say about that maybe John Voight, an actor, should have his... maybe he's getting dementia because he said that Trump is the greatest president we've had since Lincoln and maybe the greatest ever.
Look at your 401k. This is what I argue with several of my Democrat friends often. Look at your 401k. How has it performed just in the last, say, year and a half as it compare it to the past 8 years? Oh, well, that's just luck. That's because it was set up by this.
They really believe that BS?
Yeah, it kills me. It absolutely kills me.
What is wrong? Hey, I got news for you, people. If you really believe what he just said, you're out of your mind.
Thank you.
You are dumber than a box of rocks. It's a miracle you have a 401k at all.
Right.
If you really believe that it's dumb luck that Trump has built the market up to where it is, you're so stupid. How did you even make it? How did you survive your own life to this point?
What kills me. And he said, this is what I'm going to do. And he's doing it.
What's with a stiff head win, including a whole lot of Republicans who, I've been an acting Republican. I really, when it comes to push and shove, like, man, did they ever stand up to that president?
No.
And that's why people can go to a place like Adams Motorsports and see Terry Adams, our friend, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. And buy something they can have fun with, like a Kawasaki jet ski. They were the originator. And Terry has them. Adams Motorsports, by the way, gets a specific allotment of those. So I give you this warning every summer around this time. They start to run out. You may make that decision to buy and then go, and sorry, that's it. We've sold our allotment for the year. So go now. Go sooner. He could have you on the water tomorrow. With the way, because they have, first of all, great financing available through the manufacturers of all the great products they sell, including Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Polaris. But right now, the midsize Kawasaki Mule Pro MX is the star of the show at Adams Motorsports. It gets the job done so you can get on to the fun. It's got a powerful 695 cubic cylinder engine delivering capable top speed, while a rugged chassis. Those things are so built.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Built tough, buddy.
Yeah. They can pretty much go anywhere. They got independent suspension that handles the rough terrain like a champ. And you can see that with the naked eye. For all-day comfort, though, this is the other thing you notice when you see these rugged vehicles, they have engineered a spacious cabin and electric power steering and other luxuries and amenities into the Kawasaki Mule Pro MX at Adams Motorsports, size right for work and play. See Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, and open right now at adamsmotorsports.com. You can also browse some great pre-owned selections that they have for you there as well. 511.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we see some real issues that are going to slow you down this afternoon. We have a problem on I-65 northbound. It's between the West South Boulevard and the Selma Highway. There's an overturned vehicle there, and the traffic is down to one or two lanes depending on what the police are doing at the time, so be careful there. If you're on I-85 southbound, there is an accident just before the interchange. Be careful there because they have traffic down to one lane on the interstate there. And we have an accident on the East South Boulevard. It is in front of Walgreens. Greens. That's right at the intersection of Woodley Road and the Boulevard. Please watch out for the traffic around you this afternoon. There are lots of issues, and everybody wants to get somewhere quickly. World Acceptance can help you with finances and is located in Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey has named former Attorney General Charles Graddick as the new director of the Alabama Board of Parole and Pardons. Ivey made the appointment today under a new law that gives her authority to appoint the director. He'll take that position September 1st. The Alabama Attorney General's office is hiring a $200 per hour litigation consultant to help defend the state's attempt to outlaw abortion. It'll pay law professor Scott Gaylord up to $75,000 over 2 years. The newly passed law would ban abortions in most cases. Abortion providers filed a lawsuit to block it from taking effect in November. The United States Postal Inspection Service says a Fort Deposit post office was intentionally set on fire. It happened after the post office closed on June 25th. Authorities are now offering up to $10,000 for information leading to an arrest and conviction of those responsible. If you have any information, contact the United States Postal Inspection Service. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Some of that tropical moisture around Barry will continue to influence our weather not only tonight, but through the next few days, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday as well. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms just about any time, but especially prominent in the afternoon and evening hours each day with tropical downpours. Lows tonight in the mid-70s. High temperatures over the weekend held down by clouds and showers only in the upper 80s, and not quite as many storms around on Monday. Stay on top of all this tropical weather action, plus see where the storms are, and instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Get our weather app now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosen with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala, just kind of clipped them, turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Oh, hold on. He's going over to their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's on his face, and he's on his knee. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black purse. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. We got another woman she's hitting him like she's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella. She's sticking it inside. Oh, there's another one that it's a little woman looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this new big bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. Oh, they still beat the hell out of this guy. She picked his Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black purse is still all pieces of okay, he's up on the car. The little woman's just beating him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. I wish you would have been here, man. This is too good.
That's been around a long time, but we still play it.
Because on the count of you want to know why.
Because on the count of we always have new listeners that have never heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the count of why you want to know why there.
Want to know why?
How about a little
weird but true news?
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird news.
Weird news.
News of the weird.
Tell me if this is a good idea. There's a restaurant called the Via Italian Kitchen Restaurant Chain. This is in Miami. And they are selling pizza crusts as a menu item. Just the crust.
Just the crust.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people avoid the crust.
Right.
I think on keto I could have the cheese and the pepperoni.
Kind of got to scrape it off and no bread, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're really going to behave, that's how you got to do it. Now they sell 5 pieces of pizza crust in a box. And their theory is, we know the crust is everyone's favorite part of the pizza. That's a new line of thinking in my experience. I'm not ready to buy that one at all.
Maybe if it's stuffed crust.
It's cheese sticks.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
When I first moved there, it was a kind of a common topic about where you could get a good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And the because there were so many transplanted New Yorkers who didn't like any of the pizza that was available in South Florida. And mm-hmm. the theory was New York pizza was better because of the water. New York has amazing tap water.
The bagels, I have to say, I tried New York bagels for the first time. They're legit.
Really?
I mean, I don't think it's... I've always not liked bagels, like, around here, because they're kind of bland and chewy.
Yeah?
And they're chewy in the right way up there. They're chewy, but then you can bite into them, and they're nice and supple, and the flavor's incredible. Huh. Yeah.
You know, you're making me...
want bread.
Yeah, and I've done so well.
I'm proud of you, Greg.
It's been 2 weeks.
You do look good today.
2 weeks with no bread.
Yeah, because 2 weeks ago today, I took Janelle to Chef Adrienne's in Miami, along with another couple, a friend of hers from the zoo, and her husband, who was a cop, a retired Miami detective who was on 48 Hours, and boy, did he have... You think I got lame-ass stories to tell all
the time? I bet he does. See, but I like that you're doing this new diet, and you can join me for a yoga session or in the weight room if you want.
Yogurt?
Yogurt, yeah, sure.
Yogurt's allowed on keto.
Yeah. Yeah. Sugar-free.
Fruit on the bottom?
Full fat.
No, the fruit's got all sorts of...
It's got the sugar in it, yeah. So just regular, the stuff.
Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt. Yeah.
There's a good...
glorified Elmer's glue.
No. There's a Greek yogurt that has vanilla cinnamon spice, and it has a little bit of sugar, but not enough to knock you off your ketosis. Mm.
If you can have fruit, can you have any fruit on the keto diet?
Small amounts.
I think...
berries?
One grape?
I'm not sure.
Not a grape.
I haven't really studied because I don't eat a lot of fruit. But I do like vegetables, and I've been doing very well with those, too.
That works.
Well, if you can put fruit in it, it would be very good.
The other day, I grilled a couple of bratwursts and had a steamed-up bag of broccoli with it. And it was great.
Now, are you really just following the rule of, like, no carbs or very little carbs, essentially what you're doing?
Minimal carbs, yeah.
Okay. I was wondering.
I know people that have lost weight just by cutting out the bread,
right?
And not even calling it keto or anything else.
No, I was wondering if you were actually like measuring your macros. Like, I'm getting this amount of protein a day, this amount of fat a day.
I know how big my macro is. I don't need anybody to measure it.
Are you measuring the ketones? Like, if you're in ketosis, I know
Roz. I think
the boss is.
This is Ritterbottle might be doing that. She's in it at a higher level than I am.
I've sort of relaxed on my diet because I'm doing so much in terms of exercise. But
she did a program called Isogenics about 5 years ago and lost an amazing amount of weight and just looked fantastic. And then because she works where she does, she got a hernia. Mm. And she had to have an operation, and the recovery from that was long and painful.
Oh, man.
And some of that weight came back, so she's trying this now. Are you serious, Mr. Trump on is on the line?
Yes.
Charles.
You were talking about the economy, you was talking about Lincoln, you was talking about somebody else. But what you should say is Trump on.
Trump on.
Trump on.
From the heart of Dixie people. Trump on.
Trump on.
Trump on.
Trump on.
That was Charles Hollis. If you'd like a copy or a transcript of what Charles just said, send a stamped self-addressed envelope.
I need to record a song with him. Put that online.
Let's grab this call. We'll just go screenless on this. Hello, who's this?
Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you? Lori?
Lori?
Hold on. I can't hear you. Okay, what?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I'm sorry.
What can we do for you?
I wanted to give a shout out to, is this Greg?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're on there.
Okay. So Greg and Zoe, I just wanted to thank you both for allowing my daughter Izzy to sit in with you this week.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great show. She was great.
And we're hoping she's going to come back and do some intern kind of stuff with us and get the feel of a radio studio.
She wants to, and it'll probably be after band camp. She's kind of in a panic right now because that starts next week. But we'll be in touch. But y'all were great to let her come in, and she thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, you know, I was able to launch my career in this business because, A, I asked people that I looked up to and admired in Chicago media if I could watch them do their jobs, and they always said yes. And so I'm just returning the gratitude I've felt from those guys who took time for me when I was interested in the business.
Well,
Well, and Lori, really was serendipitous. I just started, you know, kind of getting back into making music again and messing with production. So she had a lot of questions about that, and it worked out really well. I mean, she's got a good vision. I like that she's looking forward to something like that.
Well, she's just getting started in it, and I've told her, because, you know, she wants to be a singer, but I've told her you've got to do something to earn a living, and she has an interest in this, and y'all were the first people I thought about, and I'm just glad you allowed her to come on, because she really did enjoy it and told me all about y'all talking about all of this, and she did tell me you were doing some of that too, Joey.
Yeah, yeah. She's great. She's welcome back anytime.
Well, thank y'all so much, and I'll be in touch when her schedule clears up a little bit, because she does want to come in. She's very interested.
Well, as I said when she was here, you know, that's, I used to get asked this quite a bit in the 80s, not so much now, because there just doesn't seem to be the interest with young people to get into the media, because maybe it now seems boring, and you know why? Because for the most part, it is. Except for talk radio and a few instances in morning shows, opportunities to develop and grow and act just aren't there. And it's because of the deregulation of the business. Thank you, William Jefferson Clinton, and politicians for sucking the competition out of what was once a medium that thrived on competition. It was like being in a sports league. You wanted to win the pennant every rating period. And you did everything within your power to do it. And now it's kind of sad.
It's very different, very different.
But there's always room for somebody with a new approach, a fresh approach, that can find themselves at the right place at the right time and make it happen. And you know what? Part of that right place, right time thing is picking up the phone and saying, hey, I'd like to come down and watch you guys. Is that okay? Yes, that's how it happens. So there you go.
Well, thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Totally our
pleasure. And y'all have a great weekend.
You too, and tell her we said hi.
I will. We'll be in touch.
All righty. I posted, we're going to be doing a lot of moon-related stuff next week. I think it's imperative. It's such a significant anniversary. And I got a copy of the Chicago Sun-Times from July 21st, the morning after the moonwalk. And I remember buying this paper and the Chicago Tribune from that day to see how big the headlines are going to be. But this part I did not remember. On July 20th, 1969, at White Sox Park, it was kind of an old-timers' day, and a lot of the White Sox who were on the 1959 pennant team came back. It was a doubleheader against Kansas City. It only had 17,000 people, half of whom were freebies who got in on the straight-A program. one of the things that made, as our former president said, the fake Chicagoan that he is, whoa, a lot of memories of Comiskey Park. Whoa. Comiskey, douchebag. King douchebag, excuse me. So when somebody hit a home run, it didn't happen often because that park was big and the White Sox, they had a lot of banjo hitters, guys that just didn't have power. The scoreboard would explode. So when the Eagle landed in the Sea of Tranquility at 3:18 Chicago time, they stopped the game, and the exploding scoreboard went off with a celebration. And then, of course, it was that night that they watched. And the astronauts did come to Chicago for a ticker tape parade down State Street when State Street wasn't a kill zone or a high mugging area.
Probably couldn't have that today, could you?
If you put it out enough police, I've told the story of the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah.
That's the lie. And the deeper you go down State Street, the worse it gets. And that was just
you in the leprechaun suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That story with the cute little turned up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Elf shoes.
Yeah. And the red frock. green thing, that little green skirt that.
I'm glad you're wearing a skirt.
Well, it was part of the jacket, actually, and it flared out over your butt.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying.
I wish we had a picture.
I hate we have no pictures.
I'm glad you weren't wearing essentially yoga pants.
That's what we're playing next.
Yoga.
That's
pants.
Our next song. On all requests.
Now, we could do another song to interpret. I was just trying to think of some.
Well, we do have, song-wise, we have an obligation here to young Stephen, who is celebrating number two tomorrow.
Okay.
So let's do the long version for Stephen. That would be the son of our friend Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Ah.
And he is just an adorable little guy.
And all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Oh, oh my.
Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the hay.
Hey, Stephen.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday, Stephen.
Please clap.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah!
Happy birthday, Stephen!
Yeah!
I want to bring it. What do you get a two-year-old?
Something
fun. It used to be real easy when Janelle was a two-year-old. There were things that were... How about some Barney?
No. No, how about
not Barney.
A floaty
You'll be booted out of the party.
A floaty toy for the tub.
Yeah.
A floaty toy for the tub?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hmm. What about candy?
No, that's what you get me.
No more candy for you, Eddie.
No. So let me see.
Well, go ahead.
Just kidding. I'll get you candy.
Thank you.
Well, Jay Quillen said no
percussion.
Need to bring gifts, but sometimes it's good to bring the parent a gift. They'll appreciate like a case of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Good box of wine.
I don't know. I haven't been in that universe in so long, I wouldn't know where to start. I hear that Ripple stuff is good. Is that?
I don't know what you're talking about, but sure.
Some of that bird. Thunderbird.
Let me write that down.
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to make sure I show up with something classy.
There's one I used to drink in college.
Yeah?
Schlitz Malt Liquor. The Blue Bull. This is fantastic.
Is it like you drink it through a straw?
No.
No, you actually stab the side of it with a key and shotgun it. No, you don't. Not with Schlitz.
You won't shotgun it long.
Yeah, you can shotgun like a Natty Light, but not one of those.
Phonetically, Schlitz is so close to a bad word. That
yeah, that's why as a kid we used to love it. We'd say Schlitz beer all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting a suggestion?
Regular beer's not bad, but the malt liquor, the Blue Bull. Ooh, man.
We had a Red Bull for a while before actual Red Bull came out.
Mm-hmm.
That was even worse.
By the way, Jacqueline Tomlinson, part of the team of Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys who specialize in representing folks in divorce. A good part of their clientele are men. They do specialize in looking out for the interests of men, especially in matters of custody. And when you see like her with her boy, or me with my daughter, or any parent with a great relationship with their kid, you know, when that custody decision needs to be made, many times men don't have proper representation or advocates for the right share of time. I know a guy that's stuck with a situation. One day, one weekend, every other month, that's what he ended up with. He's in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to call his wife any names, but she will not budge on that. All these years, will not budge.
Difficult to build a relationship with a child when that's all you've got.
You damage the child because there's no reason for him to be kept at bay like that. I just never understand. I'll just be honest with you. You know, it's Janelle's stepdad, who's a great guy. He's been fantastic to my daughter, and it breaks my heart that he's had such limitations placed on him by his situation. So the idea is to get an agreement you can live with. It doesn't have to be World War III. You just need strong advocates, because anybody going through a divorce has to focus on one thing: coming out on the other side whole and ready to move on with your life, because a lot of changes are going to come under the best of circumstances. 819-4810 is their number. They will represent women. They will represent them with the same tenacity and expertise they do men. If you are a News Talk listener, mention that so you get a generous discount on your consultation fee. That's 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. Their web address, divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, back to the traffic dungeon. Lots going on today.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch, making our way through the middle of the rush hour, and things are starting to look a little bit better on the interstates. It looks like the police have cleared the accidents on I-65 and on I-85, but keep in mind it's going to take a while for the traffic to start rolling again, so please be careful if you're headed towards the interchange on either of those interstates. If you are on the boulevard, everything is really crowded. We don't have any accidents to tell you about, but traffic is very, very slow on the boulevard. Watch yourself around the traffic lights, and we have Montgomery Fire and Rescue responding to a possible structure fire in the 2400 block of East Ogden Avenue, so watch out for them as you travel this afternoon. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems to not only keep your pet in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The United States Postal Inspection Service says a Fort Deposit post office was intentionally set on fire. It happened after the post office closed on June 25th. Authorities are now offering up to $10,000 for information leading to an arrest and conviction of those responsible. If you have any information, contact the United States Postal Inspection Service. Governor Ivey has named former Attorney General Charles Graddick as the new director of the Alabama Board of Parole and Pardons. Ivey made the appointment today under a new law that gives her authority to appoint the director. He'll take that position September 1st. The Alabama Attorney General's office is hiring a $200 per hour litigation consultant to help defend the state's attempt to outlaw abortion. It'll pay law professor Scott Gaylord up to $75,000 over 2 years. The newly passed law would ban abortions in most cases. Abortion providers filed a lawsuit to block it from taking effect in November. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Some of that tropical moisture around Barrie will continue to influence our weather not only tonight but through the next few days, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday as well. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms just about any time, but especially prominent in the afternoon and evening hours each day with tropical downpours. Lows tonight in the mid-70s. High temperatures over the weekend held down by clouds and showers only in the upper 80s, and not quite as many storms around on Monday. Stay on top of all this tropical weather action, plus see where the storms are and instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Get our weather app now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Organizing most of your things doesn't have to mean spending most of your money. At the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event, get a variety of storage options from Sterilite starting as low as $4.98. Large and tough, clear and colorful, tightly sealed and water resistant. Whatever you need to store, however you want to store it, today is the day for doing. The Pack Store Save event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone, but I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheek, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath. Namaste.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. I just posted an article on Facebook I'd like to get some feedback on, but we can talk about it for a moment here. From the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yes, I've brought this up a few nights. We haven't really gotten into the details, though.
It's basically the essence of the story, and I'll quote the author briefly here. He says, I refer to the recent plummeting share of movie dollars that people spend on comedies because Hollywood isn't making them or because America's in a bad mood or both. Mr. Douchebag, who wrote this article, America's not in a bad mood. You have, and your friends in the media, have made writing a comedy that in any way, shape, or form reflects real people damn near impossible.
Okay.
Not funny.
They're not. Yes, they make movies that are allegedly funny, but they're just not. So the question is, what was the last movie that made you laugh out loud in the theater? A movie you paid to see and you laughed out loud because it was so funny.
Spider-Man.
Well,
was funny.
That's not a comedy. That's a
right
adventure.
That's the weird thing. Is so,
I think the last one I seen was like Ted 2.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
I remember the Ted movies. Those were hysterical.
Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane, you know, like the, the kid wishes his teddy bear was alive and his friend.
Yeah, not a big fan of that.
Yeah, it's a very funny movie.
I liked it.
The first one is very funny. I think what's happened, though, is a lot of comedy has moved to serial formats, so streaming. There is a lot of comedy like on TV, so to speak.
Yeah, Netflix-type stuff.
Yeah. But stand-up comedy is going really strong. But movies, no. I can't remember the last time I went to the theater to see like a strict comedy.
I have, they're not paid for movie channels. They kind of come with my cable package, Stars and Encore. And it's the same, I mean, I've had the package for I don't know how many years, and it seems like it's the same 80 movies.
Yeah.
There was one I stopped to watch one night. Can't remember the name of it. Kristen Wiig is in it and a few other, these women who have a reunion and they hire a male stripper to come over and they accidentally kill him.
Yeah. I do.
Long Night or
something like
Game Night? No.
Something like, because I remember we watched it too.
I know I have an answer. The last pure comedy I saw in the theaters, and it's one of my favorite. Deadpool. Deadpool 2.
Okay, oh, yeah. Deadpool.
Now, I forgot about that, Joe.
Those are incredible.
I still haven't watched it, and I haven't.
They're very dirty, but Deadpool and Deadpool 2 are very, very funny movies.
The sarcasm in it is just great.
Ryan Reynolds is genius.
Yeah.
I don't think any movie ever made me laugh out loud more than Airplane. I saw it in the theater the weekend it came out, and my stomach hurt when I left the theater. And the cool, I drove my the same girl I took to the Bon Soir, I took to see Airplane.
Nice.
What a time we had together, huh?
I know.
Now, did she enjoy the movie?
Yeah, but I annoyed the crap out of her because I kept telling her what was coming next.
Oh, great.
How many times did you ask her? Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
It wasn't that. It was, all right, so watch, this is what's going to, yeah, and they did it. And the thing is, the beauty of that movie was you knew what they were going to do. Almost anybody could tell. They just executed it perfectly.
From Miss Cleaver walking up and down the plane?
Well, the juxtaposition, you know, that is a contrast. Well, and you take somebody completely out of their element and put them in a place or doing something you'd never expect them to do. And that's what made that funny. But it's like when this line came, I knew what we were going to see.
Two more minutes. They could be miles off course.
That's impossible. They're on instruments.
Oh, I love that.
And they're even the littlest things, like did the captain have the chicken or the fish? And it's like this skeleton of a fish. Like, it's just so, it's a nice, tacky little touch that's so funny.
I know. And the fish head is still attached.
Yeah.
The rest of it is the skeleton. So that must have been one mighty delicious perch or whatever it was.
What's the thing where, was it Stryker? Or somebody's getting ready.
Stryker.
The dog.
Stryker.
The golden retriever won't leave the guy alone or whatever. In the like, he's come to pick up the great, you know, the guy's going to solve this situation.
Oh,
and the
God,
dog keeps
yes.
jumping all over the guy.
And the woman is completely oblivious to the fact that, and it's the nicest dog, too. Notice they pick one of the sweetest breeds, a golden retriever, a set or whatever it was.
So.
Keeps attacking the guy that comes to pick up Robert Stack.
Yeah. Sack, yeah.
And then just completely having fun with the ride to the airport where the background keeps changing speeds. And then there's one scene where they're being chased by cowboys and Indians, and it was just such great fun, especially the way they reprised all those old school actors.
Oh, it was just terrible.
Another little touch, like Boy's Life, Nun's Life.
Yep, yep. And a lot of humor. Again, you'd probably be very squeamish.
Oh, sure.
If the movie came out next week for the first time, yeah.
There are a few of those movies. Like, Animal House is a difficult one to revisit, especially about college partying and drinking. There are some seeds in there. It's like, whoa, I forgot about that. That's uncomfortable.
But one of the great scenes, Belushi with those eyebrows when he's underneath the bleacher.
Oh, that's so good.
They don't show you anything naughty. You just see the look on his face.
You know.
So you know what he's looking at.
And I'm not even talking about, like, Belushi with the ladder sneaking up and, like, looking into the girl's room. No, there's the one scene with the whole storyline with the one guy and the girl who's a lot younger than she says she is.
Oh, yeah.
That's an uncomfortable scene for sure.
Best moment in that movie, though, in Animal House, is when that, what's his name? Niedermeyer?
Yeah.
You know, the guy's a real head. He's ROTC guy, and he's Roxy on his horse, and Otter's out there practicing golf and manages to line a ball off his tin head. The sound of the ball striking the helmet is hilarious enough. And then, in fact, we played, we made a contest out of it. Where did the scream come from? I think I have that in the system somewhere. Let's talk to Glenda. Hey, Glenda.
Hey, how y'all doing this afternoon?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm just listening to you on my way home, and I was trying to remember the last movie I went to, because it's been ages, but the last funny movie I could recall watching was one called Old School. Have y'all seen that?
Yes, really good. Okay, yeah, that would qualify. I would consider that a legitimate LOL, yes.
Yes, that was hilarious from start to finish, so... Anyway, I just want to wish y'all a happy weekend, and y'all take care.
You too.
Thank you.
I found the scream.
Old School is a 2003 movie. There a lot of these movies are very old. I remember when I saw Wedding Crashers in theaters.
That wasn't bad. That had a few funny moments.
But Deadpool,
I like Pink Panther.
Pink Panther.
All the movies.
Peter Sellers is great.
But what about Steve Martin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah. He was funny.
I saw the one where he was with the Pope and he fell off. You know, the people in Vatican Square thought they were watching the Pope hanging. You know, because he was dressed as the Pope. He was disguised as the Pope to solve a crime. And he ends up falling over the side of the balcony in Basilica Square. Is that the name of it? You're Catholic, for crying out loud. To help me out here.
Don't put me on the spot.
Are you talking about him as the Pink Panther?
Yes.
I don't think anybody could ever replace Peter Sellers.
No, but...
in that role.
The Steve Martin...
did all right.
They had a few moments, but... no, Peter Sellers was the great. My favorite moment in all the Pink Panther movies is when he's upstairs and he's on the parallel bars.
He goes just over
swinging by. I used to do the parallel bars. And he swings up and over the right side, except
it's
next to a staircase, so he goes flying down that.
Well, and especially you love slapstick stuff. The whole scene when Clouseau gets home. And if he has the fight with Kato.
Yeah.
It's just when they go to slow motion and they also slow it on the audio, it's like, and they're going at each other.
Yeah.
It's just funny every time I watch it.
Yeah, that stuff still never gets works old. Well. 552, Georgia Floors Direct is the place to find the flooring you need. And I got a guy here who can tell you how great their flooring looks and how it holds up. That's Mr. Eddie Bader.
Yes, sir. You got it in your house that we got on the market right now, which is... it held up really good.
I mean, they carpeted the
bedrooms look good.
Bedrooms look fantastic. The hardwood floor that covers the hallway, the living room, and the master bedroom that
still
leads
in great shape.
A tiled master bathroom with a spa design to it. Marble countertop, backsplash. They did some amazing things in that place. Give your number, Eddie.
My number is 322-0662. You guys, again, you can call me 24/7 if you're ready to come see Greg's place, and let's put an offer on it. Give me a call. We can take you over there, give you a private view, and it's about a week away from coming on the market.
But it is also
going to last long.
I'd like to get Jeff Mallinson over there to show people what you can do to take a nice house and make parts of it absolutely spectacular. And that's what they do at a wholesale price with the best installers in the planet. That's what, I mean, you get the great price, but you've got people there who were, I watched them work. I was fascinated to see the craftsmanship that went into every installation. Truly amazing. Georgia Floors Direct, open tomorrow as well as this evening till 7 o'clock at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your Friday afternoon traffic, and boy, it has been a busy afternoon. It looks like the police have cleared both of the accidents on the interstates, but the traffic is still backing up pretty severely there, so be careful if you're headed towards the interchange on 65 or on I-85. If you're on the boulevard, it is extremely crowded there as well. Look out around the Troy Highway, the area between Vaughan Road and the interstates, all packed up with cars, and we see a lot of traffic headed out on Highway 231 towards Wetumpka, so be careful if you're headed that direction. Watch the traffic around you, be careful, and let's get your weekend started safely. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can shop online and avoid the heat. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and get immediate savings on the Toyota of your choice. Shop in the cool of your home. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Del Walters. Tropical Storm Barry heading towards the Gulf Coast. Parts of Louisiana could get hit with as much as 25 inches of rain. Governor John Bel Edwards.
Our coast has already begun to experience some tropical storm force winds this morning. The track has moved slightly west with landfall currently expected still around the Morgan City area.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta to resign.
So it's very sad, but at the same time he wants to focus to be on accomplishments, not on what you're talking about.
Acosta criticized.